This week's episode of the Zen of Gentlemen podcast is brought to you by J&M Barbershop. Are you tired of those chain haircut places that are all about quantity and not quality? Are you sick of paying good money for a haircut that you're never really satisfied with? Are you looking for an old school barbershop with a great atmosphere, good people, and a price that won't break the bank? Well, look no farther than J&M Barbershop, located in the heart of downtown Newport Richey at 5734 Main Street, just off the corner of Grand Boulevard. They specialize in making you look your absolute best, so prepare for the best haircut and shave of your life at J&M Barbershop, because the best investment you can make is in yourself.
Hey guys, thanks again for joining us this week. On this episode, Dan and I talk about the rise and the hopeful downfall of the Netflix and chill dating ritual, the reasons why it has become so popular, and why it's not always the best thing to do. Now make sure you give our Facebook page a like, and you can find that by going to facebook.com/Zen of Gentlemen podcast. And lastly, as some of you have heard already, the podcast can now be heard on Stitcher Radio, which we are really excited to be a part of. So not only look for us there, but don't forget to check out iTunes and tune in as well. All right, guys, enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Zen of Gentlemen podcast. We're your guide to being a perfect gentleman in an imperfect age. This is your source for discovering the gentleman within you. Listen in as we share with you tips to becoming well-groomed, well-mannered, and well-trained in the lost art of virility. Let's take the journey together with your hosts, Chris and Dan.
And hello and welcome back, folks. This is your host, Dan. I'm here with my compatriot, Chris.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Yeah, definitely. We're glad you're tuning back in. Sorry about the technical difficulties we had with the last
show. Yeah, last week's show, we had some problems with our hosting service. And I spent 2 days trying to figure it out. It's all straightened out now. So hopefully iTunes is downloading and TuneIn, which is our other streaming service that we use. If you don't have TuneIn yet, it's a really great app. There's a lot of great podcasts on there. You basically just search for us in the search bar, and then our name comes right up, and you can stream any show that we got so far. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great thing. Also, too, I want to give everybody a little sneak peek. Hopefully, by the time this show comes out, we'll be on Stitcher Radio.
Oh, I hope so. I love Stitcher. I listen to so many shows on Stitcher.
It's a really great app, too. It's a quick download. It's a free app, obviously. Mm-hmm. If you got Wi-Fi at your business or whatever the case may be, it's great just to plug in and forget about it. You can listen to it while you're working if your boss lets you use headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, we'll be on Stitcher by the time this comes out. I'm still waiting on the... all the return stuff. I filled out the paperwork, basically.
Oh, sweet.
So, but anyway, yeah, we're going off on the let Dan open.
Yeah,
the show
this week's show is what I'm kind of looking forward to because it's about the rise of the Netflix and chill generation.
God, I don't even like hearing you say it.
I really don't like saying it.
Like it's so like monogamous. I wouldn't say monogamous, but like monotonous.
Misogynistic.
It just sucks. Let's put it that way. It's just a terrible. Like saying to put together because
it to me this is kind of a reflection on the entire dating scene.
The scene
as
is
a
now,
whole,
yeah,
which I am incredibly glad I am not a part of.
And you got a good woman, I doubt that Courtney.
How
thinks,
dare you say she's only good?
You have a great woman who loves you for reasons I haven't fathomed yet, and like I don't think even as long as you guys have been together, I don't think Netflix and chill is on the priority list, unless you're like.
We started both before the Netflix and chill.
It seems like it's always been like it's only been on the rise for maybe the last. I mean, maybe I've been out of the dating scene. I was married for a while, so. But either way, like maybe within the last, I'd say 2 years at the very minimum. You know, like that's been. It's let's do Netflix and chill at my house. So, no, I'm not digging it.
A lot of the stuff I see in the dating scene now is just like. What?
Are you serious?
What? The one that really gets me, too.
Yeah.
Worse than Netflix and chill.
Okay.
Netflix and chill, I could get.
Yeah, if it's a lazy night. I mean, if you've been with your lady for a little while.
Exactly.
I mean, having a Netflix and chill night where you just sit back, drink a couple glasses of wine or have a drink and just watch some comedy, I get it. It's okay. But I'm sorry, Dan. Go ahead. I'm interrupting
you. No, the one that gets me is I've seen a lot of people posting. There's two of the hashtags. and I'm using air quotations during that.
Air quotes.
That really just have me want to bang my head into a steel wall. One is the side girl or side boy.
What? Really?
Yes. And it's literally what it says, where you have a...
You're hashtagging that you have a side chick or a side dude?
Yes.
What the hell?
And, like, there's all memes about it, and, like, supposedly some women are okay with it and befriend their guy's side chick.
That's inappropriate. I think that's inappropriate.
And the other one is waste their time.
Waste their time. Explain this one to me. I'm not trying to sound naive, but no, like, I don't... We both adhere to a certain moral code.
Yeah.
So, like, having seen that, like, I'm not quite sure what that is because I don't subscribe to that
from
network.
From what I've seen to from it, it's essentially just dragging on a relationship longer than ever just to waste the person's time. Yeah.
I wish you guys could see the look of disgust in my face. Like, that's... Really? Like, that's what they do?
Dead serious.
Like, if I don't want to be with somebody, I'm not going to be with you. I'm not going to waste my time. My time is valuable. Like,
yeah.
I got a lot of stuff going on.
Got to invest your own time like it's money.
Exactly.
And expect to see a return on investment.
I would hope so. Okay. So, getting back to where we're going here. No, it's all right, Dan. We can go down that road.
I have little rants.
It's okay. We can go down that road. We're getting right back.
I had my chivalry one last time.
That was nice. Yeah, I did. I listened to that a couple times over just to make sure it sounded right. We're going to give you some part of this week's show. We're going to give you some tips on why it's not okay to Netflix and chill and maybe what to do instead.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now the first thing is like, I got basically five major reasons why I don't like the Netflix and chill whole debacle, like the whole thing itself, how it's, yeah, okay, here we go. So it's lazy. It's a lazy way out. Okay. Now, if you're young, I get it. You don't have a whole lot of money. That's fine. But men in their 30s, late 20s, who got a reasonable job, have a roof over their heads, that's not their mom's, okay, take your lady out. Save up the money.
Even have to be like out. Go to a park.
Exactly.
You know how much it costs to have a picnic?
Nothing. What, subs at Publix? You know, for people who are listening, you know, it's a store near us, but
and a blanket.
A blanket. Okay.
And go, a nearby park that's not infested with crackheads.
Exactly. Go sit under a pavilion somewhere. Okay. Take your lady out. Like, it's a lazy way out of being of dating. Like, it's really what it is.
Yeah.
It's a lazy way out, and I don't subscribe to that sort of mentality. Like, no, like, take your lady out, show the world that you care about her, show the world how beautiful she is, because 90% of the time your lady, I'm not saying your lady in particular, but your lady's not, doesn't really feel attractive. Like, and your part of your job as her boyfriend, you know, husband or whatever the case may be, is to make her feel beautiful every single day.
Yeah.
So take her out, hold her hand, show the world really how beautiful she is. Take her somewhere where her spirit is going to show. You see what I'm saying? Her soul is going to be into something.
Yeah.
You can't do that watching, you know, reruns of Friends with the, you know, with a bucket of popcorn or whatever the case may be. I mean,
with a hole cut in the bottom.
Obviously, it's my. I'm not going to say that. We're trying to get away from that vulgarity. Okay. But like I said, it's lazy. So take your lady out. It does. And what Dan said, it doesn't need to be anything expensive. Okay. You can. They're a perfect. I mean, go to Google. Google how to be cheap on an out date. I mean, for Christ's sake, it's not that big of a deal. There's plenty of dates to keep doing it. And here's a little side note to the dating thing. Never stop dating your lady.
Agreed.
Never stop. Whether you're engaged, you're just boyfriend and girlfriend, or if you're married, never stop dating your lady, ever.
Rule to life number one, always engage in romantic relationships.
Exactly. Never stop dating your lady.
And I mean always, that... saying relationships can be misconstrued. I mean, if you're in a monogamous relationship, only be in that monogamous relationship.
Yeah, don't be into six monogamous relationships. Okay, so here's the second thing. It's boring. It's boring. Like, yeah, can you sit at home and have a good laugh? Yeah, watching stand-up comedy or watching a movie you've seen before. But how often is that happen? Okay, but
well, I think the point of Netflix and chill is not to actually watch Netflix.
Exactly, and that's the point I'm getting to. That's actually my third point, Danny. We're jumping ahead.
Oh, sorry. Take it easy. I didn't mean to jump your gun.
You're a damn overachiever.
I'm sorry.
So it's like I said, it's boring. Okay, when you're on a date with your lady, like I said, it's supposed to be interesting. You're supposed to have conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I consider Netflix and chill basically just like going to the movies. Like, I mean, honestly, because you can't really. I mean, you're not supposed to talk during a movie, but okay, you talk during Netflix too. But everybody's watching the show. Like, mm-hmm. why can't you be engaged in conversation, talking to each other? You okay?
Yeah, no, okay. I just get bad knees.
Be engaged with each other. Be engaged in what you're doing. You know, have that, you know, flow back and forth. That's what creates intimacy, is not a television show.
Yeah.
It's that communication you have between each other, finding out why, who you are and why you do the things you do, mm-hmm. and where you come from and like what your opinion is on certain things, you know, mm-hmm. that sort of stuff.
Anyone can sit there and watch TV. I mean,
anybody.
You have to truly get to know someone.
And how are you going to do that? Just watching stand-up comedy or watching reruns of Friends or something.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, on a side note, I'm gonna tangent a little bit. That's kind of relevant.
Go ahead. That's all right.
One thing about me, I'm very English and history based with my learning.
Yes.
I love to read and I love history. My girlfriend is very science.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've known her long enough to, yeah.
And, like, there's a company, I think they're called SpaceX.
Yeah, it's the guy from Virgin Mobile.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know his name.
Know nothing about.
But that's the guy who owns Virgin Mobile. He did Virgin, mm-hmm. you know, he has the airline and whatnot. Okay. Richard Branson is his
yeah,
name.
Yeah,
Richard Branson. Okay.
And she gets excited to see these launches, which,
yeah.
if it wasn't for her, I would have zero interest in.
Exactly.
But it's something she cares about, and when I see her get excited about something, that is an incredible feeling.
Exactly. It's sexy. It's sexy to watch your lady be excited about something. You know, it's mm-hmm. like you get turned on. Like, I personally would get turned on by something mm-hmm. like that. Like, oh my God, look how into it she is.
Yes, it's...
It's cool to have passions like that, you know? Like,
when you're passionate about someone, seeing someone in the throes of their passion, it's one of the best things you
can... That creates those connections right there that are like only you know about. You know, mm-hmm. like how many people know that Courtney is like that? You do. Mm-hmm. And that's all that matters. You know?
Well, that kind of goes... just watched last night, for the first time in years, Good Will Hunting.
Oh, my God.
And
can we just say, I love that movie.
Oh, yes.
I love that movie.
I almost cried last night.
Dude, it's a great movie. And, like, Robin Williams knocked it out of the park.
As always.
And, like, and then, you know, obviously, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, they both wrote it. They won the Oscar for it. Mm-hmm. You know, they did that big celebration, you know, whatnot.
But the scene when they're in the therapy and...
Which one?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The one where Robin Williams is talking about his wife farting in her sleep. And how
he used to fart so loud to wake the dog up.
And how only he knew that. Yeah. And 2 years after she's dead, that's the stuff he remembers.
Exactly.
Because like it's those little things.
Because it's the little things that make the big things. Mm-hmm. You know, like how she used to fart in her sleep. And he's like, and he just blurted. And the cool part about it is like he kind of just blurted it out.
Yeah.
He's like, my wife used to fart when she was nervous. Yeah, like she was like, was that you? No, I didn't have the heart to tell her. You're like, that's a great... And he's just laughing about it. And he kind of kicks off a little bit. And he's like, yeah. You know, she's been dead for 2 years. And that's the shit I remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, that's probably one of the greatest lines in the whole movie. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a perfect example. It's like those little things like that mm-hmm. only he knows about. And then, like he said, that's what made her my wife. Because mm-hmm. I know those things and nobody else does. You know, like that's
and how are you going to find those things if you're just sitting watching TV?
Exactly. Take your lady out once a week. I mean, that's fine. I mean, sometimes you don't see each other all the time and that's okay. But like I said, don't be lazy and don't be boring. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because anybody can do what you're doing. You know, you got to make it something special just for you and her. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, and that kind of leads to what we, you know, sort of touched on just a second ago. Hold on 1 second. Okay. That's gone. It makes people believe that casual hookups are okay. Like, I mean, I know it's a gray area. I can tell in your eyes, you think it's a gray area, but what is, when somebody says Netflix and chill as men, what do you think that implies?
Coitus.
Yeah, exact coitus. Intercourse of a sexual nature. But like, and that's what I'm saying. But if it's like, if you already an established relationship, okay, you kind of know, hey, you're coming over, we're going to watch TV, then probably going to have sex. Okay. But for somebody you're kind of wanting to, you're not really sure, you're not an official relationship yet. Like, what does that send the message to? Like, all right, well, basically, he just wants me to come over to my house to have sex with me. Like, I don't think that's okay. I don't think, like, I don't think casual hookups are okay. I mean, okay, it is a gray area, but what I'm saying, one night stands, everybody's had them. Okay. It happens. Get over it. I mean, I think it's okay as long as both people are, you know that's
consenting.
They're consenting. They know what's going to happen, you know, whatever. But like I said, if you keep doing that over and over and over again, like it brings to the idea, like when you hear Netflix and chill, you automatically think, well, they're just going to have sex. I'm sorry. That's what I think.
I don't see anything wrong with that, though, if it's two consenting adults.
No, okay. I see your point. I mean, what the
problem? I see nothing wrong with casual sex, so long as, well, obviously, both people are consenting. There's
and their protection no one involved being in some way.
In the back, so on and so forth.
Maybe if both parties are okay. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like I said, it's kind of a gray area. I wasn't sure if I was going to put that into the list at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it leads to casual sex. Like it really. I mean, it really
and
does.
See, to me, I see nothing wrong with that.
And why do you feel that way?
Why should it be a bad thing?
To go from one person to
why
another.
Why is casual sex a bad thing?
I don't know. I think that you
social
should,
norms.
But if honestly, I think you should. If you're trying to be with this person, then it should just stay that way. You shouldn't be going from.
Well, yes.
You know, person to person to person.
And I'm sure in many cases it is that way. But the thing we're talking about is just casual sex.
But like sex, like to me is an intimate sort of thing. It's not.
It can
be. It's not just sex. Like, I mean, anybody could do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I think it shouldn't be just two people getting off. It should be a whole list of shit. Like that goes on beforehand. I mean, I'm not talking about like foreplay or anything mm-hmm. like that. But what I mean is like I'm in a relationship, mm-hmm. okay, and I don't just take my girl into the bedroom and just take her clothes off. I mean, are there nights where she would love that? Yes. Okay, no big deal. But like to me, sex is a very intimate thing. It's a very close thing.
See, I think there's sex and there's fucking and there's making love.
You boil it down to three parts, man. I'm with you. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Because, I mean...
If you can prove me wrong, then I'm
like
okay.
Like you said, we've all had the one-night stand.
Yeah, I've had a few of my time.
That is meaningless, carnal, animalistic.
Just
I have a need.
Yeah, like you have one, I have one, let's go.
To me, that's just fucking.
Yeah.
Just plain and simple. There's no emotional attachment.
No, none whatsoever.
You'll probably never see the person again. Something may develop. Who knows?
It has happened.
Yeah. Sex?
Not say with me, but it has happened.
Sex is something that I do believe is more intimate. And obviously making love is further.
The further, like, I don't want to put it like on the left wing, right wing sort of thing, but yeah, like it's the furthest on the spectrum that you can get, okay, when you're, you know, making love to your lady,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I just think like it brings to that thing that, like I said, it just makes me think that casual counters are okay and they're not. Like,
I think they're okay.
And that's where we differ and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like you have a difference of opinion. I just, mm-hmm. I think it promotes that it's okay for everybody to do it. You see what I'm saying? Now, I think I don't think it works if everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, I've always kind of struggled with some things. I've always believed casual sex is fine. So long as everyone's consenting, no one's getting hurt, yada, 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 so on and so forth.
And there's no children. I mean, obviously no.
I mean, I have always hated the word friend zone.
Yeah.
Because it shames a woman's ability to say no.
Because, what do you mean?
Like, it's just like,
can you explain that to me?
It's like calling a woman a slut shames her right to say yes.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Complaining about being stuck in the quote-unquote friend zone shames her ability to say no.
Like, no, there will never be any sexual mm-hmm. sort of thing here.
I've always hated the friend zone. One thing that's never made sense to me before, say over the course of a year, a woman's in a monogamous relationship.
Uh-huh.
She has sex 200 times in that year.
Yeah.
With the same guy.
That's doable. I mean, for lack of a better term.
Pun intended.
Yeah, obviously.
Woman B has sex 200 times in a year. With 50 different guys, she's considered a slut. Why?
I think it boils down to the ideal that everybody has around that. Like, you're okay,
exactly.
You're like one guy.
It's the societal.
It's a societal ideal. You know what I'm saying? That's how that goes. You have sex with 50 men versus having sex with one man. I think it's the idea of that. Like, now, also, too, do certain cultures flip that back over? Yeah,
I'm
they
sure.
do. But like, in just like in our society, in our culture that we live in now, that's what's looked down upon.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, me, like when I'm with you, I'm with you. And that's all there is to it. So I just, like, I think it promotes the idea that, you know, like, and that leads into my next point is that promiscuity.
Beautiful segue.
Thank you. That leads into my next point where it also, like, it leads to thinking promiscuity is okay as well. I don't think promiscuity is okay. You're with somebody, you're with them.
Oh, that way, yes, I completely agree.
Okay. Being promiscuous is a different story. Like, you know, like, and it kind of leads back to the side chick, side dude sort of thing. Where, okay, there is no side chick, there is no side dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're either with this person or not. Don't waste their time. I mean, like, don't play with somebody's feelings because God only knows how difficult it's going to be for when they find out like you're with somebody else. Now, you find those rare instances, like you said, like, you know, the chick's cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's not normal.
If there's a polyamorous relationship, by all means, embrace it if you want. But if it's not,
stick with the monogamous one.
Exactly. There are people who are polyamorous. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. If that's who you are, then I get it. Okay, it's just not something.
I'm not one of those people.
I'm not one of those people either.
I'm not that I'm knocking it by any means. No, live the life you want to live.
And what you do in the privacy of your own home is none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you do. But these are, like I said, these are things that go down to be like, why, what's happening with the Netflix and chill generation. These are things that are happening and why it's happening. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even though we differ on a difference of opinion on those things, it doesn't
make for exciting conversation.
It does. For that too. But it also, excuse me, I've been fighting. My allergies are going crazy.
Oh, dude, I had that all last week.
I've been drinking water. I've been peeing every 5 minutes. But like I said, it leads to promiscuity and the casual hookup. Those things kind of coincide a little bit. Like, when you're with somebody, you're with them. That's it. Don't be promiscuous. Don't do that. If you don't want to be with somebody, does it suck to tell them? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been dumped. I've been the dumper. Like, who hasn't?
Yep.
And it sucks, but suck it up and get over with it. I mean, that's what a man does. It leads into my next point. Hold on one second. All right, we're okay. That thing goes off all the time.
Yeah, no, I just like to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Now, here's the fifth, and I wouldn't say the final one. There's more, but I just kind of boiled them all down a little bit. I think it's killing romance. Like, and it kind of, that's kind of like the topper to all of this. It's like killing romance because, like we said, take your lady out. I mean, like you said, you don't have to do it all the time, but, I mean, it's literally killing romance. There's it's just two people coming together with nothing behind it. It's almost like androgynous drones just mating and just sitting on the couch and just sitting here and just going, like, this is what we're supposed to do. This is what we're supposed to do. This is what we're supposed to do. I think it's killing romance. I mean, there's a way to be romantic. Like, obviously, you don't want to come off as overbearing and mushy and all that crap. But
I'm overbearing and mushy.
I am, too. Like, I'm affectionate. I like giving affection. I also like, you know, like if I'm with my girl on the couch, I want to be holding her hand or having
a 240-pound cuddle monster.
I got you beat by about 10 pounds. But like
Courtney's, I think, a little bit smaller than
Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Courtney's 5'2".
Heather's the same size.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Heather's 5'2". She just wears thicker shoes, so she's the thing about her height.
That's always really funny.
Yeah, she wears like running shoes all the time, so they're like a little bit thicker. But her and Courtney are the exact same size.
So they have the same problem almost.
Yes. Yeah. Like, she like kind of gets, like, she's like all here, and I'm like all the way around here. Like, but if I'm sitting with her on the couch, like, I want to be holding her hand. I want to be, you know, close to her as much as I put physically without, you know, us, like, our body heats or breathing on each other. But like, I like to be like that. Like, I just think that's how it's supposed to be. You know, like, if you're with your lady, be close to her. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, even outside of here, like, if I get up to, like, say if we're at a restaurant or something, like, we went to Longhorn a couple weeks ago and we're at a restaurant, I excuse myself and I'm going to go use the restroom. I kiss her before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always do that. Even when I'm just like, and it happened when we were at the festival this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, you know, like, all right, well, I'm going to go over here. I'll see you in a little bit and I kiss her and I leave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
or yeah.
But like, getting back to that original point, I think we dove off here
a little bit,
but
still kind of relevant.
Yeah, I think so. But like I said, I think the Netflix and chill sort of thing, like, not. I don't think it's the act, but like, everybody who's doing it, like, it's such an easy cop out.
Mm-hmm.
Did not,
I can definitely see that.
It's a it's a cop out to not actually really having
kids
a plan.
Kids today are lazy.
Lazy. And
back
entitled.
In my day, we had to work for it.
And you're 24. So
25.
Excuse me. But I
showing
think
my maturity level there.
It's like I said, I think the last one kind of ties in everything. It's basically just killing romance, and it's not the act itself. It's the people behind it. Mm. Like, it's so lazy. It's such a cop-out. Like, it's so lazy. Like, all right, well, you just type a text, and it's Netflix and chill. Okay. All right, so then what? Okay, you sweep your floor. You make sure your bathroom's not dirty. You got toilet paper on the roll. All right, that's all the work that you did.
Right. Well, I mean, you can make the defense that it's not really a cheap way. I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Okay, you can be the racer on this one. That's fine.
All right, so Netflix and chill. You have to have a Netflix account. You have to have internet. You have to have a place to watch it. You have to have a bed to watch it on.
This was a meme, wasn't it?
I saw it from a meme.
Yeah, I saw it.
But it is kind of a valid
thing. It does make sense. Yeah, like, you got to have a roof. Like, I pay, you know.
I mean, I understand. I don't make a lot of money by any means, unfortunately.
We're working on it, though. You get your CDL license, man. I get you a job.
I actually got some interesting new prospects for what I do.
Yeah, cool. So, all right. Yeah. We'll go over that later.
Yeah. Some union level work.
Yeah? Ooh, nice, yeah. Buddy. All right.
But anyway, a little off topic. I mean, if you don't have a lot of money and you do want to spend time with someone, Netflix is a fine alternative.
But not all the time. Don't make it
if
a habit.
If that's all you can afford,
then you need to tell her up front.
Well, if she knows what she's getting into, yes.
And you need to tell her, like, hey, look, like, this is what
with
I
being
can
romantic,
do.
I mean, it comes naturally. You have to be honest with your partner.
Exactly. And that's the first and foremost key. Mm-hmm. Now, like, I will go all on a limb with you here. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Now, I was a chef for almost 10 years prior to doing what I do now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I can make anything that you can see at a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and I've done it. Now, have I done, let me make you dinner and we'll watch TV here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've done that. It's happened, and Heather would prefer me to make her dinner instead mm-hmm. of us going out. That's a big plus on her column, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can make her dinner. I can make her, you know, whatever kind of steak she wants, or if she wants chicken, or whatever the hell she wants, I can make here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I have all the equipment to do so. But is there a part of me that, like, I don't want to do that. I kind of just want to go out. You know, and whether we're going to a restaurant, we're going to some other place. Like I said, that last one kind of ties. It's part of being romantic. Like, I can make her dinner. I can make it look great. Mm-hmm. And she can love it just as much as if we were at
a regular restaurant. Better then.
I think that she likes my cooking better than when we go out.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's always a home cooked meal is better.
Oh, of course. I use cast iron. I buy all the good stuff. You know, like, I go to Whole Foods and make sure it's done right. Now,
I've never been to Whole Foods yet.
You haven't been there yet?
No.
There's not a whole lot of them. The one I go to is on Countryside Mall.
No, yeah, I'm not going that far.
But no, well, I work in Safety Harbor, yeah. So, like, I have to pass by there on my way
That's
home.
That's, what, about 45 minutes from here?
Yeah, on a good day, it's about a half hour.
I drive an F-150.
Yeah, I drive a Kia Soul, which I do think it was what you said when we were at Wing House that one day. You're like, oh, you're the only ginger that I know with a soul. It's like, I couldn't be any more clever than it already was.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be a perk to driving a Soul. I mean,
it's great. Like, actually, like, Heather thought, you know, when she first got in, she's like, oh, this is the hamster car. I'm like, yeah, it's the hamster car, but I love it. I get 30 miles a gallon. You know, it heats up. Like,
see, I don't
minutes.
Get terribly far behind that with my truck.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a V6 on there or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I drive a actually lifted F-150. I bought it that way. I didn't.
Yeah, you're not one of those guys.
Yeah, no. It's got a 6-inch lift, so it's a healthy step up.
Yeah, it is. I've gotten in there, and I have to climb in there. Yeah. I'm 6'3".
Yeah,
so.
But it's nice. It's not like one of those obnoxious ones like, wow, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, I like it because it fits me, because it's my size.
It does.
I'm a larger gentleman. And I do a lot of hauling of lumber and everything for my work.
You do, yeah. So, you build stuff.
Mm-hmm. I build theater sets, and I'm a hobby woodworker.
Mm-hmm. See, like, with me, I don't have those things. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, my hobbies are more digital, I mm-hmm. would say.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I do photography, as you've seen. Mm-hmm. We do, obviously, do podcasting. All my stuff can fit in bags behind my seat, basically. They can all fit in bags behind my seat. So I don't, and I really don't have a whole lot of, you know, people that I have to transport or things I have to transport. Mm-hmm. Like, I've transported this computer desk and that microwave rack and that thing fully assembled.
Yeah.
I've got room if I want it. I mean, I can't haul a couch or anything, but I got room if I want it. It gets great gas mileage. It's mainly me and Ethan most of the time. And, like, if I go to pick up Heather and her son, mm-hmm. you know, it's the same way back and forth. So, I mean, I don't feel a need for anything like that. I mean, but your vehicle fills your need. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, like when we go someplace, we take my car, and I don't, like, my company pays for my gas, so I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap about it either way. Even if I was paying for it.
That's kind of getting in a perk column for getting a CDL there.
Yeah, right. Well, it didn't happen overnight, trust me.
Yeah.
But I could probably work that into your deal, by the way.
Don't tell me that. I'll be driving everywhere.
And here's the thing. Like, I love to drive, even though I drive for like 7 or 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in my truck probably more off. I'm in sitting in my truck probably more than I am sleeping in my bed.
Wow.
Like, and I narrowed it. Like, I calculated it the other day. Mm-hmm. Shoot, how much time we got here?
I think we're looking right at about, we're sitting right at about 28 right now.
28 so minutes.
Maybe we should get back on topic.
I think so. But I think we kind of dove off there. But I mean, we're not really diving off a whole lot.
No.
But also, two people have been commenting on our banter back and forth that it seems effortless. Like Jackson, okay. The guy who did our logos, Jackson Bickle. Quick shout out to him. Jackson Bickle at Royal Blood Designs. Go check his stuff out. I mean, if you listened to last week, I asked him to do a killer vintage logo for us. We're going to be start advertising here pretty soon. And part of our idea was, I don't know if we talked about this yet, Dan. Do you remember?
I don't think we've talked about it on air.
This is something we've only talked about privately, I think. Part of our advertising campaign is what we really want to do is we thought about t-shirts and like only a few people would get to see that. And we thought about stickers too, which we'll probably end up doing. Stickers, I mean, if you put them on, like, vinyl stickers you put on your car, people get to see those all the time. Mm-hmm. But the big thing that we've been talking about is doing coasters.
Mm-hmm.
So our idea was, actually it was originally mine, but Dan came up with some really great stuff along with it that I didn't even think about, was taking those coasters, and, like, the ones, they're kind of like the smaller ones that you've seen, like, on Chili's, just the cardboard ones. Mm-hmm. You get in square or circle. I've been looking at a bunch of websites trying to get a price, you know, that we can split, you know. Mm-hmm. But putting those in, you know, in higher end lounges and bars and cigar bars, a few really great ones around here.
Yeah, we're longer, but it's a stone's throw away from Ybor, which is the cigar capital of the United
States.
Exactly.
And speaking of that, I did part of my job is I drive around to different locations and, you know, take care of the icky stuff that nobody wants to deal with. But I was at a place called the Independent Cafe. Mm-hmm. It's right off North Florida in downtown Tampa, not too far from like where Channel 13 and all that stuff's at. Excuse me. And I just did their grease trap. And I asked them, like, hey, look, like, this is what I do in my spare time. If I were to get these coasters, could we put them? Because there was like, excuse me, I am so sorry. There's a cafe that serves, like, you know, breakfast, like scones and like coffee and whatnot. And then there's a bar right next door. It's, you know, it's co-owned by the same lady. So I asked the manager and the owner, like, hey, this is what I do. This is the kind of show that I'm promoting. If I were to bring these coasters here, would you guys just put them on the bar? There's no charge for you, and it's just from helping us promote our show. She's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we can leave, like, she goes, you want to leave, like, 30 or 40? We'll use them and just throw them out, and when they're no good, we'll give you a call, and you bring us more.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. We're going to start promoting the show here real soon, hopefully within the next month or two.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I'm going to get some prices and try to figure out nobody's going to try to rape us or anything like that. But, so the Netflix, let's do a little synopsis. I think we're getting kind of close on time here. So, don't be lazy with your lady, okay?
Yeah.
Take her out. I mean, you don't have to take her out to something, you know, you don't have to take her to Burns Steakhouse or Charlie's or any of those high-end places. Take her out, show her that you mean something to her. She'll appreciate the effort that you're putting in more than the price tag.
Yep.
So do something that's, you know, if you're stuck, guys, this is the Google era, okay? Google it. Just that's all you really, you have the information of the planet at your fingertips, literally.
Yeah.
Literally, you could go on Google and search for anything. And you don't have to type in cheap, and most people don't use it. Like, frugal date ideas. I've done that.
Just clear your browser history.
Yeah, clear after that, after show. But frugal date ideas, never stop dating your lady. And like I said, we had a difference of opinion as far as casual sex. But if you're with somebody, okay, I get it. You know, a Netflix and chill night's not going to kill you. Okay, but they understand what the deal is. But if you're dating somebody new or want to date somebody new and you just want it, if you would like them more than just casual hookup sex, do something different, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no excuse behind it. You make more, you make money, you got a roof over your head, show her that you care. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Show her that you are worthy of not, sure. My little boy just kind of walked on his tiptoes like one of those cartoons, like a cat burglar, like going like on Scooby-Doo, like one of those things.
Do.
Mission Impossible and whatnot. But don't be lazy. Take your lady out. Show her that you care about her. Show the world how beautiful she is. let her laugh, let her smile. Like I said, she'll care about more about the effort you put in to make something great for her than whatever price tag you be. And also, and that ties back into, like, you know, like me being a father. You know, Ethan's going to care more about all the great times we had than all the money I spent with him. You know, all the times it was just times that were just us and I here together watching Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, 900 times, you know, stuff like that. Like, and I think really that's what everybody would like. Just watching somebody put in effort to make sure that you are cared about, that you know that that person cares about you, and vice versa. And you got to reciprocate that back and forth too. I'm sure that your lady has done stuff for you on more on one occasion. And you guys have that type of relationship where it's back and forth. You know, I've seen that too.
She's incredible.
She is. And same thing with my relationship, even though it's kind of new. You know, she does things for me that, you know, I, you know, wouldn't expect. I like being the bearer. Like, I don't mind paying for things. I don't mind, you know, doing it all. I mean, but show me that you care. That's really all I ask for. So, Danny, do you have any closing remarks?
No, I think, I mean, well, we got our little thing where we talk about quotes at the end of things to kind of wrap stuff up. So I'm going to touch on a kind of relevant one, I feel.
Okay.
Would be from my personal idol, Mr. Nick Offerman.
I've been reading more and more Ron Swanson quotes, and the more and more I'm in a non-homosexual type way. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course.
But I'm slowly falling in love with this man. So. His character.
I'm actually building a boat prop for a middle school production of Peter Pan, and the name.
I just
of the
watched
boat,
Hook last the other night, like for the first time.
For the first time.
Yeah, Heather didn't think I'd ever. She's like, "You never seen Hook?" I'm like, "No, I've not."
And the name of the boat is the SS Swanson, named after Ronald Ulysses.
Well, you
Swanson.
Told me that before the show,
yeah.
And like I didn't get it until just now. I was just like, "Why is it called the Swanson? But, like, is that like the teacher's name?"
No, the teacher's name is Kostopoulos, so she jokes about having it be the SS Gestapo, which I said is probably too close to SS Gestapo.
Yeah. might want to verge off that railway. Okay.
And the quote, anyway, is from his Rules to Life that he talks about in his American Ham.
Oh, the American Ham special, which is just magical. Magical.
Vulgar, but magical.
Vulgar, but magical. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's actually... His first rule to life, so to speak, is always engage in romantic love.
Yes.
And his examples with this, and I've done similar things, is when your significant other has something coming up, be it a birthday, an anniversary, anything, you know how difficult it is to take a piece of paper, fold it in half, draw a heart on the front of it. Right inside, happy, whatever the occasion may be.
Birthday, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy birthday, Day.
Happy
Valentine's
Day. Happy Arbor Day.
Happy March 14th.
Yeah. It's the 17th.
No, it's the 14th.
No, it's the 17th.
No, March 14th is a holiday.
Oh, I was thinking Jim Jeffries is this. Okay.
And I love you, and sign your name. And if you really want to be special, go outside. Get a piece of nature. A flower.
I love how he says that, too.
Tape it to the front of the card. And be sure to stretch, because you are going to Coitus Town.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh. I can't do it.
So that's kind of our quotation. So now I think we're going to...
That makes me happy.
Go ahead and make any closing remarks, Chris.
No, I think this is a good show, man.
I definitely agree.
I definitely think the difference of opinion. Can you stop banging the table? Okay. I think the difference of opinion was something I didn't expect, but it was. I liked it though. We kind of went on a limb with each other on that one. So that
it
was
makes
cool.
for good conversation.
I think
good
so.
Listening. I'm sure.
I think the listeners wouldn't be if we had totally agreed on everything. Like I think it would just get boring.
Yeah.
You know. Like I'm glad that we both have our different mindsets when it comes to that.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
But no, I think I'm good, Dan.
I definitely think. I mean. Gentlemen, learn how to treat your lady like a lady. And
like a lady.
Like a lady. And,
we're not going to sing that karaoke. No.
Thankfully, there's no more video of that karaoke.
You found it and deleted it all, man. Deleted the evidence, you.
Be sure to give us a like on Facebook. Drop us a message, an email, anything. We'll get back to you. Maybe we'll talk about it on the show if it's... relevant and so on and so forth. Ask us any questions by all means. Share us with your friends. We're on iTunes.
Tune in, soon to be Stitcher.
Hopefully soon to be Stitcher.
So if you haven't found us on Facebook yet, you can go to facebook.com/Zen of Gentlemen Podcast It has all of our pictures that we send out throughout the day, our links to where you can find the show. Obviously, we're on TuneIn. We're going to obviously on iTunes for people who use Apple and Mac. TuneIn is a great free app. You can download from Google Play. Thousands upon thousands of podcasts are on there. Really great shows. You can find us simply search in the search bar, Zen and Gentleman Podcast. It'll bring us right up. It'll be up to date with all of our shows. Will be on there. Like I said, Stitcher will be up hopefully by the end of this week, or hopefully by the time this show gets on, we'll be up on Stitcher. That'll be a really great thing. As many outlets as we can to help you guys. And I do definitely like your idea, Dan. If you guys got an answer, or I'm sorry, not an answer, but a question you want to ask us about what's going on, relationship advice, tips, you know, maybe possible show ideas, we are all ears. Trust me. Dan and I respond to our messages within minutes. Usually I'm able to use my phone all day at work. So I am
most of the time. Hopefully my boss isn't listening.
Yeah. Hopefully. So, but anyway, I'm good, Dan. Anything else?
Just be sure to check in and listen in next week as we talk about the importance of having a productive hobby.
Yes. Productive hobby. And big thanks go to J&M Barbershop out on Main Street for always taking care of us. Definitely go out and see these guys. Right on Main Street and Grand Boulevard. You can't miss them. Big J&M Barbershop, a little mustache underneath. So, all right, guys. Well, make sure you tune in for next week's show. We'll talk to you later.